Pleased to welcome in one of Santa's favorite helpers. We have Lyle joining us from the City of North Platte Parks Department. Lyle, good to see you in the studio this morning.
Likewise. Glad to be here.
Yeah. I think saying that you're one of Santa's favorite helpers is a bit of an understatement. You and the big guy get to do some fun work together.
Well, absolutely. You know, we kind of put his village on display, you know, and let people know what he's all about. And so it's kind of fun, you know.
We were talking to Mayor Kelleher, I think it was last week, perhaps a couple weeks before, about the origins of our wonderful winter wonderland. And he was talking a little bit about the light-up ceremony that he and the council did last week over at Drs. French, Baxter, and O'Connor's office. That special tree that's right there. And that's kind of the original home of our Christmas decorations, right?
That is correct. You know, that was the location of Leo's Flowers. Leo and Gladys Anderson had a flower shop there, and their home was right there.
Okay.
And they had placed this little display on the north side of their house, and people just drove by, you know, and it was very, very small in proportion to what we got now,
sure.
Obviously.
But a humble beginning.
But it was great, though. I mean, it was neat. I can remember going through there as a kid and just being mesmerized by all the animations that they had in there and stuff like that.
And everybody's favorite penguin originated there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we still have some of that original pieces, too.
Yeah,
that in our display. And you just have to go around and figure out which ones they are.
Yeah, yep. The penguin would be one, for example. For folks that aren't aware, this is a penguin that's been on display at Cody Park since the display moved to Cody Park and was on display over at Memorial before, I believe. And,
right.
Originated at Leo's Flowers. And it's one that caught a lot of attention after it was stolen a few years ago, but has been found safely and is better than ever before.
Absolutely. He's shaking his little wings so happily, and his eyes glow. And,
yeah. Had some remodeling on him after that theft, too. But
yeah. Yep.
He was due for a bit of an upgrade.
He was. He was showing the years a little bit,
yeah.
You know, kind of like us, you know, we had to show the years.
It happens. What are the other pieces that folks might recognize that are somewhat original from the displays, Lyle?
Well, let's see. There were some elf cutouts that had some movable arms.
Okay.
They're in there. I believe the carousel. Not the carousel, the Ferris wheel.
Oh, sure. The little one.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Ferris wheel that's in there. And then there's in there that kind of wobbles around.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like a, almost like a clown jack-in-a-box combination.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. He was one of the original pieces, too.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And as a kid, I can remember driving through Memorial Park. It's when the display was back over there and seeing, they're not original, but they're surely some that have been around for a while, like the reindeer box. Santa and Mrs. Claus have been a big part of the display for quite a while, too.
Right, right, exactly, yeah. You know, when it started over Memorial Park, you know, we had it in that band shell, you know, and people did the same thing. Only one or two cars could see it at one time, and there was this big long line of cars waiting to see it. Of course, the anticipation was kind of fun, too.
But, yes.
But we thought, well, why not spread it out a little bit so more people can see it at once? And we did that in Memorial Park for about a year or two. And then we did that, well, let's use the concession stand and serve some hot cider and hot chocolate and cookies and all that kind of neat stuff. And then, you know, offer free carousel rides.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Have a world of possibilities with Cody Park.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we had the houses, and it kind of caught on. People liked that.
Mm-hmm.
So they started doing that as memorials.
Yeah. That's so awesome, too.
Yeah. It is.
I love when I think of the memorials, I think of the one we have the grandmother sitting in the rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a recording of somebody reading a book in the background, right?
Yep, yep.
An audio tape.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? Yeah.
It's so cool. And then nice memorial to that individual right over top of the fireplace. So
right. How
awesome.
Yeah. And then there's some other originals like from the mall that we have in some of the displays, too.
Okay.
The Victorian scene where the horse is pulling the sleigh, and we have the carolers, and that was all part of a mall display at the time until they
upgraded that. So. Now, Lyle, how long has you and your crew been working on setting things up at Cody Park before Mayor Kelleher flipped the light switch a few weeks ago?
We usually start between the 1st to the 15th of October.
Okay.
of course, this year, Well, good old warm weather hung on for a while, so we had to mow a little extra longer.
Sure.
But
good problem to have, though.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So we probably got started about the middle of October to 1st of November.
Okay.
And the guys, they just do a wonderful job of getting that all put together. And it's neat to see that all come together. You know, it takes a little while, you
sure.
know, string them lights and them trees and move all them houses back in there and put them in place so they're all nice and level and their doors open. And
you and I were talking off the air a minute ago. You've been with the City of North Platte for over 40 years now, right?
Yeah, we're right in there.
And this has to be one of the most fun projects that you get to do and get paid to do as well.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, government is always, you know, take, 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 take. Well, this is one case where we give, give, give,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a place for to build relationships because we don't see that much anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are on their cell phones or their smartphones and, you know, and that's, you know, sitting across each other at the couch and they're not building relationships.
Staring at a screen.
Yeah. So this is a place where they can do that. Yeah.
Build relationships and I think most importantly, too, build memories.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, you and I were just talking about memories we have of the Christmas display here for us when we were growing up, and we have a younger generation now making those memories.
Absolutely. Even, you know, just the carousel alone, you know, that people have known that been there for a lot of years, you know,
mm-hmm.
said the mid-50s, you know, and so, you know, and when it's been there that long, you know, we've got to have, you know, those generational ties,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's neat about that.
Absolutely. It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Lyle joining us this morning. We're talking a little bit about the Christmas Village at Cody Park. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement throughout the entire park. That's one thing I love about our display is it incorporates the entire park. I mean, you really start off there at the beginning, driving through the houses, and that anticipation still kind of gets you, I think. That's what's nice about the drive to Cody Park. It's a little bit out of the way, and you can start to see some of those tall trees, start to see some of the lights, and there's still a little bit of a line to get to the trees. However, it's a very quick-moving line.
That's right. That's right. They move through there pretty quick. And then you notice there's the Island of Misfits. That's
I good. Love that.
Isn't that great?
That is one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies. So I love the Island of Misfit toys out there at the pond over at Cody Park.
Yeah, isn't that neat? And people often ask, how do you get that stuff out there? And well, that's highly confidential.
That's the magic of Christmas.
That's right.
Yeah, the elves don't give their secrets away. And I love the cutouts, too, that we have along the fence of some of our favorite cartoon characters on the other side.
That's right. And that was a gift to us from
really?
Yeah. You're going to have to give me a minute to think of the name on that one. But it used to be over there on Chestnut and 14th.
Okay.
A guy had him on his fence over there, and he had since passed away, and his daughter donated this stuff to us, too.
So how awesome.
So it was another gift to the city, and yeah, it was great, too.
How much maintenance goes into maintaining these houses, Lyle? They get a lot of work for a short amount of time, it seems like.
They do. We just went through last year a little bit and replaced some of the siding on them. We had some good old house vinyl siding on them, and they were starting to show their age a little bit. So we re-sided some of the houses. We go in and we paint floors. We'll go in and put stuff in there. We're always constantly fixing the animations.
Sure.
I mean, they like to have their attention too. So, you know, but there's the, and that's usually, we do a lot of that right after the display is closed down.
Oh, sometime,
you know,
January, February.
Right, right. And on nice big windy days too.
Mm-hmm.
We can work inside.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, there's some work that goes into it.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But it's just neat to see. And a lot of that stuff lasts forever. I'm just amazed at, you know, some of that stuff, how long it's lasted. We've even got, you know, a display of Santa through the years, you know, how
mm-hmm.
he started out, you know, through the years. And then another nice thing that, and this is, I can't take credit on this, come from the employees, the idea, but it was our military and first responders tree that we honor.
Yeah.
We honor them. It's a big red, white, and blue tree, and got the American flag there with it. It's got a, you know, pair of boots from the military and a pair of boots from a fireman there too. So
it's so awesome too, seeing that, and you can see it from the highway. It's a real attention getter from the highway too, lit up red, white, and blue.
Yes, yeah, and we tried to draw their attention. I know that we like to be able to show those trees as they come over the viaduct
mm-hmm.
and get your eyes there. So
And Lyle, this brings a lot of people to our community too. You have, is it two individuals out there that take numbers and make sure everything's functioning well out there and even track license plates, right?
We'll have two and three individuals out there to try to keep around. And we call that security a little bit too.
Sure.
You know, ever since our penguin incident, we had to step that up. We were getting so big and wide that we had to, you know, it was hard for one guy to kind of keep an eye on stuff.
Sure. And they sit in the car. Hopefully they don't ever have to leave the car either. But they'll be able to sit in the car and they pay attention to not necessarily a license plate, but how far people are traveling from and how many people, right?
Exactly. We'll have anywhere from 300 to 700 vehicles go through there in the evening.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, that's as much as 10,000 in a year. And so if you figure there's 4 or 5 in a vehicle, you know, that's 40,000 to 50,000.
And I'm going to venture to say the majority of those individuals aren't just driving through Cody Park, especially those that are coming from out of town. They're coming and doing some Christmas shopping, supporting our local businesses, maybe stopping at a local restaurant too. So this is a big draw for our community and can be a big help to our local businesses.
Right. Yeah. We've been spotlighted in many articles in some of the magazines, you know, the Nebraska Life magazine and other touring magazines too. And a lot of writers will write about that. It's one of the favorite stops in Nebraska. So
yeah. Minden kind of gets the credit as the Christmas village.
Yes, they do. That's all right.
I don't know. I don't know about it. Wonderful town. It really is. Yeah. But it's no North Platte. I might be a little biased. But.
Right. Well, you know, we've got the Historical Museum now having a great display out there now. And, you know, and
compliment each other so well.
College has Santa's Workshop. Mm-hmm. Lincoln County Fairgrounds, they have a little something out there, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really grown in North Platte. Really
I was talking to Lisa Burke from the Visitors Bureau a couple weeks ago, and she had said you could literally do something different every evening throughout the Christmas holiday and keep the kids entertained. And I thought, that's so true.
Absolutely.
I know, for me personally, every time I drive through Cody Park, there's something different that catches my attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you could drive through every night, a couple times a night, and it's going to be something different.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got a neat little game that the kids can play. It's called the Golden Goose Game.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, it is. You know, we play 6 geese throughout the whole display, and for them to go find it, mark them down on a little map, and get a map there at the concession stand, mark them all down, come back, and get a nice little prize.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun activities.
Yeah.
And, of course, Santa himself is at Cody Park from time to time.
Yes, he does. Yeah, the reindeer brings him in, and he's got a little helper there, a little elf with him, and great, great Santa. He's really jolly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does a great job.
Yes, he does.
So, Lyle, what are the hours for folks that haven't had a chance to drive through Cody Park or maybe want to do it again before the Christmas holiday?
Well, we open up again at Friday, and we'll open at 5 and run through 10. And the display is every day, 5 to 10.
Okay.
And then our concession stand is open from 6 to 9.
On Friday.
And then we open up at 4 in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday. And
okay.
Run until 8, 9.
Okay.
On Saturday, Sunday. So there, you know, we try to get the afternoons in a little bit so people can see it, you know, get it, enjoy the afternoon. Because sometimes it's warmer.
Yeah.
It's warmer.
Maybe less wind sometimes.
Yeah. That's right.
So, and Lyle, how late is the, or how long into the year is the display open? We go into January
we'll go,
a little?
No, we last day is December 30th.
Okay.
We used to do it on 31st, but then that was New Year's Eve, and so it was kind of preoccupied with another celebration.
Sure,
So we go to the 30th of December.
Go right up to December 30th, folks can enjoy it.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Lyle?
Well, you know, it's come out and enjoy it. We've still got a lot of things. I mean, the concession stand will be now, starting Friday, it'll be open every day until Christmas Eve.
Okay, awesome.
So they'll be able to come out and enjoy the hot chocolate, the hot cider. We have some neat cookies where they can get some s'mores. We have fire, you know, a little fire's got the campfires going on out there. And so they can come out and really have a great time.
Absolutely.
And if they want to come out and sing Christmas carols, we would love to have somebody come out and sing Christmas carols.
Yeah, if there's a group or any local families that would like to do some Christmas caroling.
Just come on up. People
they can
would enjoy it.
Just say something at the concession stand, or if they want to plan ahead of time, they could call City Hall, right?
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, they can do that.
Well, Lyle, we sure appreciate you making some time for us this morning and appreciate all the great work that you, the City of North Platte, and your staff does to make this possible for the community to enjoy year in and year out.
Well, you're very welcome.
Merry Christmas, Lyle.
Merry Christmas.